expectation for patient Amber Cook, AmberCook. Date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of accident 8/30/2022. Date of service 9/19/2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck and across the upper back, the right shoulder and lower back, and the left hip. Headaches. History of automobile accident. Ms. Amber Cook reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 8/30/2022 as a Western driver, which is as follows. The accident occurred around on 8/30/2022. Between 2 or 3 p.m. on 8/30/2022, she was a Western driver and she was accompanied by 4 other people. Her son was in the third row on the right and sister was in the front passenger seat. She was driving a Suburban truck and she was colliding into Ford SUV at the speed of
35 miles.
She was traveling at 35 miles. The other car was at 0 miles. The accident occurred on 9 miles and 0, J-E-R-O-M-E.
And the patient report that she was going on 9 miles east and she was almost to the intersection of Jerome and 9 Mile at the light.
And she was turning in the middle lane. And then when you go further, both the lanes become one. However, the intersection light was
not working. Usually it's a blinking light.
Due to a recent storm that attacked the light, and the light was not blinking or working. It's a blinking yellow light.
So at the time, she looked at both the sides, and she was clear, and she failed to see the front and rear and ended into the car that was in her front.
She got a ticket, and the impact of the car caused her airbag not to be deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. And she reported that her front bumper and light and the hood was messed up in this impact. Radiator was broken and it was not drivable as all the liquids came down on the road.
However,
inside structures like windshield,
seatbelt and headrest were completely okay. The injuries to the driver Amber Cook are as follows.
She reported that there was no direct trauma to her
chest, pelvic or abdomen, but her chest hurts most likely due to the seatbelt. And it is still bothering her and continued for a week.
History of presenting illness. Patient is reportedly having a moderate headaches on and off, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're mostly on the front of the head. Moderate, mild to moderate, and they're off and on. Not sensitive to the light,
and they're not sensitive to the noise. And they're associated with nausea, but not with vomiting, seizure, or aura.
TBI symptom, patient denies any symptom of TBI.
No history of any dizziness, vertigo,
loss of consciousness,
or any ringing in the ear,
loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. No history of any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event. No incontinence by urine bowel, no vision problem, no blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision are reported. The additional patient has been in the neck area, across the border, incident intact and they are not
no weakness of the hands or arms or grip. And her ambulation is also she reports pain in the neck and across the upper back to the level of 6. Right middle back is 8 and lower back is 5. Left hip is 5. No pain in the knee or ankle is reported. No pain in the shoulder, elbow or hand is reported. No numbness, tingling of the finger or
hands are reported.
All of these
pains are reported to be continuous
and described as increasing
and sometimes throbbing. And they are from 4 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are reported affected as 6. And their pain is modifying factors for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and walking and lying down while the pain is worsened by standing and walking, and it is improved by rest, lying down, sitting. No radiation of the pain is reported at all. And patient report there is no muscle weakness, no numbness, tingling, pins and needles, and no bladder bowel incontinence. And the x-rays were done at the Beaumont Hospital. Where she was taken by the ambulance. She remained there for 2 hours. Royal with the pain, and she has had an event of massage, but no other treatments, no acupuncture, no chiropractor, no physiotherapy, no doctor's visit as of yet. And in the endocrine region, she suffers from diabetes type 1. She's having a little alarm on a insulin. No other positive. In the past, she's gone to the hospital for 2010 and 2011 at Herzl Hospital and Providence Hospital, respectively. Current medications given are ordered, and family history: the mother is alive but suffers from osteoarthritis, hypertension, gout, blood clot, asthma, and other issues that they don't know. Father is suffering from obesity. And she has one brother, one sister suffering from asthma. Relationship status: patient is married. Current employment status: patient is employed full time. She works on urgent care in a lab where she collects the samples full time. And not working since accident. Disability: none. Legal: none. No attorney has been selected. Personal history: patient does not drink, does not use smoke or recreational drugs. And she has no homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. Suffers from anxiety, sleep problem, and concentration problem. Denies any issues with the mood, depression, or self-worth. Regarding the ADLs, patient did not report any significant effects on any of the ADLs. In addition, patient has no issue of sudden anesthesia and no trouble walking, incontinence of the bowel, urine, lightheadedness, weakness, numbness, tingling anywhere. Physical examination: the blood pressure is 142/110, and heart rate is 92, pulse ox is 100, respiratory rate is 20, 90, temperature is 96.5, and height is 4'7", and weight is 100. 31-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain phases are observed. No acute anxiety, lethargy is observed. And patient is able to walk reasonably well and mobile, independent. And she has a good attitude and demeanor. Rest of the physical exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. Please mention in the musculature examination the entire trapezius muscle, especially on the left side, is very much in spasm, including the paraspinal muscles from T1 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points. The right trapezius muscle is in the extreme spasm, followed by the left. And multiple trigger points, especially in the upper fiber and middle fibers, are observed. Musculoskeletal examination, especially in transitions from the involvement also. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify the bullet pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman side and negative, spinal side positive, nervousness was positive, and extension test was positive. Proto hull test positive, myelopathy signs were absent. Slump test is negative, lumbar spine, resonance cardiac test negative, and the baby test was positive at 30 degrees, control lateral address test is positive. And Bregar test positive, Kent test positive, Babinski negative. Sacral iliac joint are mildly tender, especially the right sacral iliac joint is more tender than the left. And Faber test bilaterally, transverse test bilaterally is positive. Tendon flexion test is negative, iliac compression test was positive, fixed flexion test is negative, transverse sign is negative. The extremities examination is all negative, including the left hip, and no fracture or tenderness is located. All of the joints, and including the left hip, they found to be without any major tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, lacerations, muscle spasm, fractures. Quick test negative, no lateral discrepancies. Notice range of motion of all the joints is normal. Grips are normal. And the warm touch, motor power 5x5 aggregate, flexors are normal, gait was normal. The patient was not using any cane or adaptive device. The diagnosis is as follows. General V8.9.2 XXT and E11.9 and 110 CNS. R51, F41.1, F32.9, nerve and no nerve involvement. In the muscles, please mention M62.838, ligaments M54.0. And the spine. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, F4.12, S13.4, XXA, M53.82. And thoracic spine, M54.09, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacral iliac spine, M54.17, M46.6. M53.3, S33.5, XXA.
plan of care for Amber Cook comes from the treatment plan for Amber Cook. First is the physical therapy. It is ordered 3 times per week to focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, mainly along with the left hip and on the left hip and the right upper trapezius muscle. Medications: Motrin 600 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory, LV 50 at night, 50 tablets to help with the sleep, GAD disorder, and pain relief. Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. The Voltaren gel for topical pain relief, Imitrex tablet for severe headache, 20 tablets. Fear Research 102 to 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for general pain. Tylenol codeine for pain relief, 50 tablets. Non pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan. Preferred the psychiatry. Well, for anxiety, depression, you can visit the psychiatrist. Fitness club program is okay. She can enjoy a hot jacuzzi and the general strengthening exercises. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None are available. Intervention pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Attending care, none. Neuropsych, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records. Past medical records are from Bowman Hospital. It shows that the patient was involved in an accident and had a lumbosacral spine accident. That was found to be normal. And thoracic spine X-rays showed no acute bony defect. Physical findings did not show any major issues. Patient was discharged after the accident. Just to view negative for any flexing of the ribs. And DMS patient is provided with the following DMS: neck brace, lower back brace, tensilic cervical traction device. Web health education, yes, follow up visit in 30 days. And personal support here. Patient is encouraged to even try heat at home, some exercises at home, as well as acupuncture, chiropractic treatment also. Thank you.